Hey, everybody, it's Lisa Lampanelli, the Queen of Maine, and you know what? I got my own podcast. Yeah, does everyone have one? Pretty much, but mine's different because I'm going to help you like I help myself. Get Stuffed with Lisa Lampanelli every week is going to teach you how to have the fabulous life that I have. If you don't listen, you're just stupid and don't want to help yourself, so don't even listen. I don't even want you to. But if you do, if you disobey my orders and listen, you can go to feralaudio.com or download it from iTunes. But again, don't listen. I don't even care. Feral Audio.
Mrs. Hardstark?
Yes!
You're Mrs. Hardstark.
You're right.
Is that weird?
Yes.
Have you used that yet?
No, but today for the first time I introduced Vince as my husband.
Whoa!
This is my husband, Vince. It was weird.
Really? Who did you introduce him to?
My uncle.
Oh. Yeah. Was he at the wedding?
No.
Okay, then that makes sense.
Yeah.
Have you heard him say, where's my wife?
He introduced me as his wife, and I was like, this is awesome.
Did you pee your pants at all?
I did.
Okay, cool. Did you learn anything?
Yeah. We weren't actually married until the other day at Bar Lubitsch, technically. We should close those windows.
Wait, I'm sorry. I need more information on Bar Lubitsch.
You can kind of hear motorcycles, but I don't think anyone cares.
I don't think so.
Okay. Wait, you got married at Bar Lubitsch?
Yeah, we forgot to sign the wedding papers at the Madonna Inn when we got married. And so we went to the guy who married us, Josh Weinstein. He has a Thursday night show at Bar Lubitsch called Josh and Josh.
Oh, no.
So we went to the show and had him sign the marriage license there, along with our two friends who were there, Vince's like best friends who were there, signed as witnesses because they're like comedians, so they were there too.
Oh my God, that's hilarious!
So we technically got married at Bar Lubitsch.
Well, cheers, Georgia, Mrs. Hardstark.
Thank you.
Clinking.
Okay, what did you learn this week?
I want to know what you learned first. I learned is really dumb. Anyway,
What I learned is that So Thomas Edison, mm-hmm. who we all know. He invented something called the electric pen that never really caught on. Basically, it was part of a complete outfit for duplicating handwritten documents and drawings.
Oh.
So it was an electric motor-driven pen.
Oh.
And so it never caught on, but another industry ended up adopting it, and it's like one of their main tools.
Oh, shit.
Can you guess what it is?
No. Hold on.
I know you know this.
A stylus. It's a stylus of some kind. Xerox?
It's an electric pen.
Electric pen?
Specifically.
Is it the thing on Jeopardy?
No. It's a tattoo gun.
Shut.
Because it had needles. And it poked these holes like, you know, really fast. And you can copy a document or write a document. And then you can just, screen print it.
Oh, my God.
So it's just
God.
Like a needle machine. And tattoo artists are like, wait a second.
How long did it take before the tattoo artist poached it?
I think it was pretty quick. Because he invented it and immediately like better forms of copying came along. So no one ever really used it.
Oh my God.
And tattoo artists were like, this is something we could use.
Can you imagine if you used an inkjet printer on your butt to like get a tattoo? If you're like, no one uses these
anymore.
Why
are we doing that? That sounds so much less painful.
Dot matrix. I got an extra one.
What did you learn?
Do you know that? Okay. I learned, do you know where the word Ouija board comes from?
No.
The word Ouija?
Ouija. No.
Think about it.
Ouija. Oh, from the photographer?
No, but that's a good guess, actually. The Ouija was a photographer.
Ouija.
This is so dumb.
No, what?
You're going to be annoyed at how dumb this is. It comes from the French for yes. Uh-huh. It's a German for yes.
Oh.
We are.
Oh, my God. That's really cute,
it's just called a yes board. Doesn't it seem less scary about poltergeist? Because then it's called yes?
It does. That's not stupid. That's like such a stupid fact that people should know.
I know.
It's like fun, and you're like someone who's listening is going to say it at a party that they go to tonight, and people are going to be like, oh, I want to be friends with this person because they know cool stuff. Let's introduce our guest and see what she learned this week.
Our guest is so funny. We love her so much. Mm-hmm. She's actually a repeat guest, but we're going to get into that. She is a comedian and a writer and a host of We Should Have a Podcast
on Feral Audio,
which is also fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Courtney Peroso, whose name I say wrong almost every time.
That was right.
I know. Yay. I've been practicing all day because I always want to say Peruso.
Courtney Peroso. Just kidding. What'd you learn this week?
I learned something really stupid, but this is the only like true thing that I
Two of you need to stop insulting yourselves.
Yeah. Can we get a fist bump on that?
Sorry. No.
Yeah.
I just said sorry.
Yeah.
No. Do you guys know the word plurnt? It's like a slang word, like a millennial word.
No.
Okay. Learn it's like, and like it's like plur, like peace, love, unity, respect.
Oh.
Do you know what that fuck that is?
Plur. I've heard that like some techno kids use it, right? Oh,
no. And turnt, because somebody. I know.
Turnt and plurnt are like similar.
Yeah, it's like I was working on this video and one of the girls who's like helping to write it, she's like 22 and she was like shouting lines at me to say, and I was like, excuse me, what's plurnt? And she had to explain it to me.
Oh my god, people are so young these days. Like 22 doesn't seem that much younger than me, but then I'm like, no, they were born
94
in a different,
yeah,
they were born after Jurassic Park came out in the theaters.
And she was like telling me, she was like, well, I used to be into raves, but now I think they're stupid. I was like,
really, bitch? I used to go to them when you were before you were born.
Well, I know.
She's really cute, though.
I'm sure she's adorable. The one millennial we sometimes work with who's like this amazing makeup artist.
Yeah.
Who just knows everything about everything. And we end up, I feel so old around her.
I know, but she has like a weird wisdom of like a 40-year-old.
Yeah, she does.
But I realized that I was goth before she was born, and it really fucked me up for a little
bit.
She's
a little gothy.
But what do you, can you, Courtney, mm-hmm. please use plurnt in a sentence.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. I mean, I don't even know. Like, I still need to do more research.
It might not even be a sentence. It might just be like a
I'm going to get plurnt tonight, right? Like, I think that's what they were telling me to say.
Is that when you get peace, love, unity, respected?
Yeah. You take mushrooms,
like,
basically.
Like, on drugs, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, it does seem fun. I plan on getting plurnt at some point in my life.
Ideally, that's what happens when you take drugs, but usually it's not.
It's on my bucket list to get plurnt. Do you ever use turnt?
I mean, no.
Turnt and taint are too close.
Oh, no.
They're too close.
Taint's very close.
I feel like I don't like words that blow up too fast. I'm suspicious of them.
Because they'll go away, and by the time you're actually using them as like in your daily life, they're out of style and you look like an idiot.
Can we have a moment of silence for Fleek?
Fleek. I never liked Fleek.
I know. Mm-hmm. On Fleek, you guys. Rest in Fleek. It had a moment. Do you want to play a slumber party game?
So yeah.
Are we doing like a special one?
Should we do a special
one? Our guests.
Should we explain why Courtney's our only first time return guest?
Even though you can't go in, where's the first episode? You can't do that.
We had a lost episode with Courtney.
We did.
Because we really like Courtney. We have this like total girl crush on her, and we had a super mutually awkward first episode wherein I was incredibly awkward.
Okay, so we have like sister podcasts basically, because we're both like we both have two lady podcasts. Hosts,
right.
We're both on Feral. We like should have gotten together so long ago and like to podcast, and we just haven't. And I think, did you get nervous?
I got nervous, and I also got nervous about some subject matter about boys I was afraid was going to come up. And so
you led the conversation
in a weird direction I wasn't very good at it.
You did ask her a lot about like what we don't do, which is like, so when did you move to LA? And we're like, no, we don't do that.
I was curious about that, though, Courtney, because I really like your work a lot.
Okay.
That's so nice.
That's very nice.
I will say I had a great time anyway. But I think I was also very guarded that day.
Mm-hmm.
We had a weird day.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll post this one, and then we'll post the first one, because I think that'll be funny, you know? And
that's
then
true.
Like, and everyone's going to be like, yeah, no, that would have been weird to post as a first episode.
Yeah, that's true.
Unless we ruin this one, too.
We could ruin this.
Let's fucking ruin this.
Let's do it. So guys, when did you move to L.A., Courtney?
Oh, no, that's what I did.
Well, this is why I brought champagne over.
No, it works. Is this a wedding champagne?
No, I had Vince specifically buy this for
Are you serious? I'm sorry, who bought it?
My husband.
Congratulations.
Fucking weird.
Isn't that weird?
I loved all the pictures. I loved everything.
Thank you. Everything went perfectly. And I didn't have that thing when you think you're going to walk down the aisle and go, what am I doing? Like, or at some point before, you know, as a child of divorce, you're like, this is never going to work. But not one time that entire day was I like, what if this is a mistake? Like, that's a good wedding.
That's great.
Yeah.
So, all right.
My mom said the day she married my dad, she was like, my mom was an accountant, so everything's numerical. But she was like, I only know maybe 10% about this guy.
Holy
She's
shit.
Like, but it's a really good 10%.
Nice.
And if the other 90 sucks, then oh, well.
Yeah.
And he turned out to be a thoroughly good guy.
Are your parents still married?
They are.
What the fuck? That's crazy, you guys.
How did they meet?
Yeah. They met in college and they got married pretty young.
They do that.
Yeah.
They did that then.
Yeah, my parents are young, though they had me when they were very young. So they're in their early 50s.
Do you think you're always trying to, like, you can't have a relationship unless it looks like your parents?
I don't want a relationship that looks like my parents at all. Like, I feel like that's never, I kind of knew early on that that wouldn't work for me. My parents have a very traditional marriage. Yeah. So, like, and that works very well for them.
Yeah, but for the people they are.
Yeah, yeah.
I get that.
What do you want? What do you not want about it? No offense to your parents.
No, no, no. They, and it works well for them. I just feel like if you want to, you know, my we had to put my dad's military career first. Like, that was So my mom, it was just very, like, the line. It was just my mom, like, took care of us, and she was a great mom, and, like, that made her happy. And then my dad was working all day, and I just don't live that life.
Right.
Yeah. So. No, I don't. Yeah, I don't think any of us really want that. I feel like that kind of happens sometimes too, without you expecting it to, when you have kids, where it's like, well, what, you know, what's the sense in you working also? You might as well stay home.
Yeah.
Right.
But that's not really what you want to do. And then you become a mommy blogger.
Oh yeah, you do. But mommy bloggers make dope amounts of money.
Where you sell fucking, you know, scarves for cats on Etsy.
Cat scarves, huge market.
Boom, I'm taking
huge
it. I'm doing it.
Huge market. if you had to have, okay, and then we're gonna ask you a slumber party question. Well, yeah, I guess this is would be an okay slumber party question.
I like
right
this.
If you had to start your life over and just fuck it, burn it to the ground, and like open up an Etsy shop about cat scarves, whatever.
Or like move and start your new life somewhere else.
Yeah, what would you do? We asked George's husband this last.
We're talking like. Yeah. I'm talking like witness protection program.
I was just gonna say that. Yeah. Georgia, your answer last week was you would move to Florida, become a waitress or a manager at a coffee bar.
No, I changed.
I was
my mind.
Like, okay.
Well, Courtney, what's yours? Do you know?
I feel like I would want to go into some other kind of art, but or just like completely devote my life to learning some different skill. But I don't know what that is on the top of my head.
Whatever the fuck.
I think I would have liked to like be in a band, but I don't play any instrument.
That well, so I, you wish you like could play a fucking thing. That's a
right.
Good one.
Yeah. Would you want to be in like a one of those people that plays like accordion in a folk band or like punk thrash like kick-ass?
Yeah, something like that.
That's a good, some kick-ass. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That seems like a good life.
Yeah.
Okay, slumber party question. Hold on. Okay, we're going to play... That was my birthday. This is a game in which we ask you, tell us a little bit about either your last birthday or your best birthday ever. Maybe your worst birthday. Do you have a birthday story? Like your most memorable birthday.
Or something you always do on your birthday that's like...
I'm not a huge birthday celebrator. Last year was my 30th birthday. And it was kind of a non-event. And I remember being very upset.
Oh.
And I was also like dating two guys at once. And I was, like very upset. And like,
but none of them did anything?
No.
I know. Like, they should have.
That's not true. They both separately did things. But like they both kind of made me mad.
They
didn't
they
do anything wrong.
Yeah.
I was just like, that's just my general feeling on my last birthday. And I remember being really drunk because like, when I go to like, we were at some bar, but it wasn't very, it wasn't organized. So it was just like random people kind of there. And I was like drunk and sad. And I like walked out of the bathroom. And there was like toilet paper on my shoe. And I remember like overreacting, like, not on my birthday. Like, what? Like, that's so embarrassing. And this is exactly like, this is how I should be starting my year with fucking toilet paper on my boot, looking like a fucking loser.
I feel like when you don't, I feel like everyone, and I'm like this, when you're like, I don't want to do anything for my birthday. I don't. And like, even if you don't, you need to fucking plan something, because the minute it turns to your birthday, you're going to be like, why is no one doing anything? Why didn't I do anything? I should have done something.
Well, yeah, I felt weird planning something. I was like, who am I even going to invite? Like, who?
We need to get that out of our heads.
Yeah.
I know.
Jesus, sorry.
When is your birthday this year?
May 16th this year.
Oh, okay. It's coming up. It's like Hanukkah. It changes just a tiny bit each year. So your birthday's in a couple months. What are you going to... Are you going to rectify this?
31's a good age.
31's a great one. You're seasoning. You're in the door.
Yeah. I don't know. I might try to convince my friend to have a beach rager.
Beach rager?
A beach rager. Because he lives on the beach.
Oh, yeah.
So, but it's like a real commitment if you have a party there, because everyone has to like... arranged to, it has to
what
be
about
like during the day.
Party bus,
that would be fun.
Oh shit,
to the beach. We've done that before.
Oh, that's right, we did take a party bus to a beach.
Yeah, that was cool.
I went in the ocean.
In your underpants, I saw it.
I was in my underpants. But if you do a daytime thing, here's what's cool. Is you like invite an inner circle, mm-hmm. and you tell those people, if you want to invite other people, fine. Mm-hmm. But that way you know that like you have a committed core group.
Yeah.
And if it turns bigger than that, great. Mm-hmm. But if you invite like 20 people and like only 10 show up, you'll be like, wah.
And this is how I felt about the wedding. It's like, at what circle do I stop? Because I know this person through these people. I see them twice a year, but I really like them.
Yeah.
Do you invite them because you'd really like them to be there? Well, then you also have to invite their friend that you know.
Yes. This is what Google Plus is for. This is why they have all these circles.
Really?
No one's on Google Plus. Never mind. Google Plus has different circles. And it's like people you know from work, people you see sometimes.
Oh my God. I've
only been on Google Plus for about 1 minute.
But. Let's get physical. No, let's get...
Do you want to know some of the new things people have suggested? Yeah,
so we asked people. We have a Facebook group. Everyone, please go to it. It's Slumber Party Podcast.
Slumber Party Podcast,
and we'll add you to the podcast. It's secret, so you can go in and add like and write to everyone your like stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay, and we asked you guys like, what are some slumber party games we should play?
Right, you can tell us things you learned, things you hate, things you love. We can even post pictures of dick drawings on there if we want.
Oh yeah, I need to post that photo, the card you gave me.
But we're not allowed to really do that on Twitter. We can't get too gross on Twitter, but I feel like in a closed group we can get as gross as we want.
What's with the dick drawings?
Well, remember when you got in trouble for posting a dick drawing on your Instagram?
Yes.
I thought that was shitty.
On my Instagram, who draws dicks?
I think everyone likes to draw a dick. I really like to draw a dick.
Allie gave us a card for the wedding that had a bride and groom dick on the cover of it. And I need to post a photo of it on the Facebook group.
Ever since you got in trouble for posting a dick on your Instagram from Cooking Channel, yeah. I've been too cautious about what I post.
It's not too cautious. I made a pipe reference on Twitter today and just immediately took it down because I got freaked out.
I know.
Because you just don't want to be like, I mean, we can't say shit.
On this podcast, we say
so much shit.
No, we don't get in trouble.
Wait, who are you afraid of getting in trouble? Now I'm afraid of getting
Not
in trouble.
Not you. You're fine. No, you're a comedian.
So you're allowed to say that stuff.
That's what I keep telling my parents.
Are they easily offended? Military dad a little bit? Tiny.
Yeah, I think they get nervous for me. It's not that they're even... My dad is offended. My dad hates the middle finger, which is so stupid.
Oh, it's so powerful.
It's like, I don't know why he hates it so much.
You're the oldest though, right?
Yeah.
So do you flip off the younger ones? And Courtney!
No, I mean, I just have like dumb pictures. I mean, it is dumb of like a woman to be like giving the middle finger.
No,
but that's
not.
Why it's funny also.
Yeah, that's why it's funny. It's
like, I don't know. I realize how much I say the word fuck, but I think it's a great word to use. I feel like it makes me feel more powerful. And the middle finger can do that too when used well.
When was the last time? Actually, let's play a quick game called Flip the Bird. When was the last time you flipped someone the bird? Do you remember?
Driving.
Yeah.
Driving, and then I'm like, everyone saw that. That's so embarrassing.
Do you remember, where were you driving?
I don't even remember that.
Really?
But I know I was driving.
I think I flipped the bird to someone driving also.
Yeah.
I think someone was mad at me for trying to change lanes, and I was like, how do you feel about this?
Yeah.
What about you? Do you flip anyone the bird?
I don't really do it like in earnest at people. It's not.
You don't really mean it.
In traffic, I'm usually the one that deserves the middle finger, I'm sure. So I'm not.
Yeah. Oh no!
It's like sign language for us.
I did it today.
You did not.
When did you do it? That's hilarious.
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh no, Allie's going under her new couch. Allie, come back.
I don't want to talk about it. It happened today. I did it under a table.
Under a table?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Allie's under the couch. What are you talking about?
Oh, I like this. Under a table at somebody.
On purpose?
No, I just did it under the table because I was...
Were you on a date and you did it under the table with the guy you were on a date with?
Yeah, he was so boring.
Oh my God. Are you... Like, just as for yourself.
Yeah, I was just like, Jesus Christ.
Holy
but it makes you feel
shit.
Better, right?
That is the most amazing. Allie, I swear to God, if after this you say, can we take that part out? Because that's the best thing I've ever fucking heard.
Well, he was talking about guns and stuff.
What about guns? What was his stance?
I loved them, and I was like...
And like, we should be able to have them. Like, it's not...
Yeah.
You know what percentage of the people who like actually do something with their gun, you know, like one of those? Was that him?
Yeah. And I was like, fuck this.
Fuck it.
And just very gently...
under the table.
And you felt better.
Yeah.
That's something you do to your parents when you're a teenager and you're like, fuck you, mom and dad. You can't do that. Like,
I think that's a really beautiful way to handle that situation. Because yeah. What are you going to do? Storm out? No, he's a human being. You're a human being. But it made you feel like powerful.
I love that.
I like pinch myself when someone's bothering me.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Like, in what situation?
Like if somebody is like really bothering me that's talking to me and I can't escape, like I like pinch myself.
I do that too.
Like, I don't know what it is.
It's like, it's like you're still alive. Yeah. Even though you feel like this is the end of the life. This person's boring the shit out of you.
It's yeah. kind of like a little microaggression you can take out on your arm.
Yeah.
Because you know
like
what I mean?
And no one will really notice. And I'm just really like squeezing like a tiny part of my skin.
Do you pinch other, like Allie and I will have things. Are you all right? You're like, okay.
I'm drowning in our tent right now.
We'll have things that we're like when we're at a dinner or like having in a conversation where it's like you will never know. Like when you touch the person's foot with your foot and you're not pushing, but you're like mentally giving the most pressure into their foot that you can with your brain.
Oh yeah. I think that's very important because it's like you want to like, you're like looking across the table at the person. Like, are you feeling the same thing?
Yeah.
I'm feeling? Are you witnessing this? I'm not crazy, right? This is happening. Okay. And we have to sit here.
Or like,
normal.
We're going to talk so much shit on this as soon as it's over.
Oh boy.
We were in a meeting once where we're both like, were you, you were trying to send
I
me,
heard you. Yeah.
You were trying to send me ESP signals during the meeting. And I was like, I think I picked those up.
I think I was, when you're like,
I started to dissociate.
I did too. Like there was no dimensions. Like there was no 3D anymore. It was like, I was like moving shit with my brain.
Pretty sure the guy was on coke.
That guy would not stop talking.
Yeah.
This fucking.
Speaking of not stop talking, let's ask Courtney a question. I'm sorry.
right.
Let's do internet crush. Who do you have an internet crush on?
Who's doesn't have to be relationshipy or sex.
No. It can just be like, it can be a bunny. It can be fucking whatever. It can be.
One. I'm going to look it up.
It can be a hotel Instagram. Anything that you're just like, you look at it and you just go, yes.
Oh, well, I feel like what popped into my brain is like, I just watched, have you guys, this is like sort of an internet crush, but also I watched her episode of The Characters. You know, Kate Berlant.
She's incredible.
I mean, I don't know her. I met her once, but I watched her, The Characters last night and it like blew my mind. But I also think she's like the funniest person.
She's incredible. Her stand-up is fucking, it's weird as fuck.
Yeah, I've heard that she's incredible.
She's like
live.
A surrealist comedian.
It's like blow, I admire it so
me
much.
Too.
I'm such a fan. And yeah. So I would say
that's a good one.
That's what's popping in my brain right now.
The Characters or Kate Berlant specifically?
Specifically. I watched three of the episodes, which are all great.
They're on Netflix. It just came out.
Yeah, it just came out. But hers was the first one that I watched. I was so excited to see it. And it was just insanely brilliant. I was like I had to pause it so I could be like, take breath and be like, this is so genius.
If you guys go to YouTube right now, if you don't want to watch the episode and Google her, there's a video she does when she's a lamp. Okay. And it's just like a 3-minute video of like what her life is like as a lamp. And it's like so subtle and great and wonderful and like weird.
Yeah. I've seen that so one. Weird. And the video with, or the short with, John Early, where they both have tattoos.
The premise of The Characters is what on Netflix, real quick?
It's, they gave 8 or 10 or 12 or however many, comedians, their like character comedians, their own half hour to do whatever they wanted with it. So they're all different. I haven't watched all of them yet, but hers is like, it's all connected and in one world. And her writing is amazing, but also like her physical comedy and like just her like timing of everything, like even like her facial expressions, it's like mind-blowingly good.
Can we talk about the video of yours that made me have a girl crush on you years ago?
Tell it.
Oh my God, I love it so much.
Scream it.
It's so dumb. This is part of what made the first episode so awkward, is how much I gushed about this video and then felt really stupid about it. But you had a character audition reel that was like a fake SNL tape. Yeah. And it went up like 2 years ago or something.
Yeah.
And I have watched it so many times. Like, I know all of the characters in it. Like, you know how, like, you put on the same SpongeBob episode for like a kid and like they're like, put it on again, put it on again. Like, I have watched it so many times. It's so funny. What is the actual title of it?
How can people find it?
Oh, it's just called My Character Reel! Exclamation point. I in the description, I say I haven't watched this yet because I can't watch myself. Ha ha. Like, so it's as if it's like raw footage of me having a meltdown trying to make my stupid
it's
SNL
so good.
Character audition tape. That's awesome. I'm glad you like it.
It's so, and it's, please, everyone, Google, as soon as you're done with this episode, watch My Character Reel! Exclamation point. By Courtney Peroso on YouTube.
On my channel.
It's so, it's this thing where I remember seeing it and just being like, oh, this girl's a genius. Like, she's got, this kid's got what it is. It's so funny, but you just have this meltdown and you just start like cry whining. And whenever I start getting really frustrated with something, I'll find myself like cry whining in that voice. It's so good. Anyway,
that's
my internet crush.
Can I talk about baby squirrels for just 2 seconds?
Four or five seconds at least.
So someone tagged me in like their baby, because I had mentioned this Polly the where am I?
Polyamory?
No, the
is this the turn that your marriage has taken already?
Anyways, it's called Mabel and Marty McSquirrel.
Oh shit, man!
Look them up. These people. On Valentine's Day, found two like brand new baby squirrels when this tree got cut down.
Oh my God, I'm going to cut myself.
And they were like, yes, we will raise you. And they're just starting to open their eyes right now. Like,
no, seriously, I'm going to hurt
myself. Here, I'm going to show you guys a photo.
Are they snuggle bunnies? Oh, Jesus.
They are like...
Who needs real human
babies? And then
look
at the guy. The guy's just like this like tattooed, pierced person. And the squirrel's like snuggling his neck.
Oh my God.
I know. And
okay,
like
tell us their Instagram handle.
So
again?
Their name is, there's just an underscore between each word, but it's Mabel and Marty McSquirrel.
How many followers?
They only have 771 followers.
Blow it up.
Ridiculous. They
blow
should
it
have
up.
A million.
How long have the squirrels been living?
I think they're like, when was Valentine's Day? So it's been like a month. Like a month.
What a present.
I'm sorry.
I think they are. No one steps on them.
They're like, we also had a pit bull, and let's just say this account's disabled. Just
my,
kidding. Pit bulls
like,
are fine.
Fourth grade or third grade class found these kittens and like tried to keep them, and then they all died.
Oh, no.
Fuck, man. Did someone poison them?
No, I think they were just like, I think. I was living in Japan and like the schools weren't really regulated. Like, why can you just bring like stray kittens into a classroom?
Don't touch
a?
Those.
Like, so I think like everyone was just touching them too much. My teacher was like, oops.
Oh no. That'll change you a little bit.
Yeah.
As you grow in age.
Yeah. Here are some fuzzy angels. They're dead.
Yeah. That's a life lesson right there. Somewhere in there.
That is a life lesson. Yeah. Once my family found a cat in the car engine.
Oh yeah.
When parents
kittens, right?
No, my mom turned on the turned over the engine in the truck, and then we just heard and saw white fur, and then there was a beautiful, beautiful blue-eyed white snow white cat that had crawled in to the engine compartment. We got it out. It had all these scuff marks, and it was like, the fuck? And then we gave it to my uncle, and my uncle's neighbors were tasked with naming it, and they were from China, I think. Mm-hmm. Didn't speak a lot of English, and the cat's name was Snake, and it lived very long.
Hmm. Oh wow!
Its name was Snake,
that
though.
Was not how I. Expected
I know.
My name for a cat.
What a
I know.
Beautiful journey.
I know.
That was not. I
I'm
was
sure
like,
she's dead now.
That
Don't worry
whole
about
time,
it.
I was like, and it died, and
nope,
I was waiting for it to
lived
die.
A goddamn beautiful life in Berkeley.
Good for that cat.
Named Snake.
Good for the cat.
It was good.
Cool.
Let's do another slumber party game.
Okay.
We actually brought the. Oh, what are you reading right now? Anything good?
I'm still reading Madame Bovary.
Yeah,
oh.
But there was never a first episode, so you can still
yeah,
go read it.
Yeah, sure there was.
I refound it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You still liking it?
So I stopped reading at the end of the part one, and so now I'm in the middle of part two.
You
what
guys,
an idiot.
I'm going to tell you.
What are you talking about? You know some people can't read at all?
Well, they're even bigger idiots.
No, I mean, they really
They
are.
Only listen to podcasts.
Yeah, one word that might be two words. I don't know, because I don't read audiobooks.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening. Okay, so we had, what's his name? Pat Walsh on, and he recommended a book, and then another listener was like, absolutely read this book.
Right.
And I'm fucking obsessed. It's called City on Fire by Garth Risk Hallberg. But it's a really good, the story is really fucking interesting. And you can, I can tell that I like it because my house is super clean and I have a shit ton of makeup on because I'm just sitting there listening to a book while I put my makeup on and I just want to keep listening. So I just put fucking makeup
really?
On.
Really? You do look great.
I have a lot of makeup on right now.
I didn't know that really? You were wearing a lot of makeup, but yeah. I was like, oh, you look very fancy.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah. And your eyelash extensions,
oh.
Fucking killing it.
it.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Got to get those.
Love them.
Jackie O'Lashes.
Jackie O'Lashes.
She is a dream come true.
She really is. She's a former past guest.
Listen to her episode. But
yeah.
The lashes, like, I wake up and I don't feel like a disgusting, like, hag. You just, like, don't have
to. You are not a disgusting hag.
You know when you wake up and you're like, oh, and you're like, I can't leave the house.
Oh, yeah.
It makes everything better.
You wake up looking like you're, like, about to go on stage, like, yeah. around, like, a Broadway play.
Yeah, and, like, you don't need the rest of your makeup because you just got these big old lashes. I'm obsessed with it.
They look fantastic.
They look really, really
Thank
good.
You. Let's do another slumber party game. Rapid fire. Boo, 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 boo. Let's do Killing a Benjamin.
Oh, yeah.
You have $100.
Mm.
Blow it.
Right.
Don't
right
worry
now.
About it. Don't pay off any bills. Spend it on something stupid.
Walk out the door.
Kill that Benjamin. What do you want? How do you blow it? No guilt.
You can go to a bar and buy everyone a drink.
You don't even have to give it to orphans.
No. Oh, no. You can't give it to orphans. I'm voting that you can't give it to orphans.
Can you buy? What if you bought an orphan?
Okay.
You can do human trafficking.
Oh, my God.
Or you can wet, but you can't give
email
it to
Allie and Georgia at gmail.com and tell us that we're terrible people.
Remember how this is the better episode of the two? We're professionals.
Remember how this was our the fucking FCC took us off the air? After
right,
they
right,
did
right.
That? Okay.
Please don't buy orphans.
Don't buy orphans.
I would never. What would I do with them? I think I would blow it on food and drinks, which is what I do anyway.
Yeah.
But that still seems like the most logical option.
What
yeah.
would you get?
Yeah, what would you get?
What kind of
really
food?
Fucking drunk?
Wow! And this has been Slumber Party with Allie and Georgia.
I like the what because the late night snack thing. Like, what if you only do that when you go out at night and you have like a fucked up late night snack? You know my favorite question.
Right.
So like, what bar? Like, I know that fucking Rustic Inn down the street has the best fucking chicken wings in town.
Mm. Do they, like, or are you just more drunk when you eat them?
I'm not always drunk when I eat them.
Okay, just check it. Because you know how sometimes you go to the mall and they give you a sample wing and you're like, shit, dog.
Yeah,
right.
And but then you're also order just, them and you're like, oh.
But you're at the mall and you're just hungry.
Right,
like, it's, you know, timing.
Totally. No, they have really good chicken wings.
And
what were we talking about?
We were talking about midnight snacks that you eat regrettably.
So what would yours be?
I love burritos. So yeah. I just, wherever's the closest place. Because, yeah.
I love a good soggy burrito.
Allie, what's yours?
Late night bullshit. It's
vegetarian Thai, right?
You know what? Fuck vegetarian Thai.
Good.
Right
what do
now.
You really want?
I do love a burrito, but I love deep fried shrimp tacos.
Ooh.
And if there's no one around, I'll fucking put some cabbage on that.
What do you mean if there's no one around?
Because instantly I look like I'm second trimester pregnant. Like, the cabbage is so, my stomach inflates. Does that not happen to anyone else?
From cabbage?
Sure.
I never know how foods, like, I never correlate what I'm eating.
Me neither.
I'm feeling. I haven't figured it out.
Me neither.
I get, like, liver fluke distension.
Allie said to me one day, you were like, that's going to give you gas if you eat it. And like two hours later, I was like, why do I have gas? And you were like, you remember how I said that's going to give you gas if you eat it?
Do you
I hadn't even remember that she said it.
Do you remember what it was?
Sugar alcohol.
No, you were eating a Fiber One bar with like maltitol in it. And
right.
It was like 1900 grams of fiber. And you're like, I'm going to eat this. And I was like, oh, that's going
to
hurt.
I just wanted to go to the bathroom.
And then later that day, you were like, something is wrong.
I've never been so bloated.
I need to see a doctor. And I was like, girl, do you remember 4 hours ago when you ate that fiber bar?
Totally forgot. And then I started laughing so hard.
I know. I forget where we were.
We were filming. And I was like, I have gas.
Yeah.
Okay,
well, it happens.
Yeah,
you guys, we're a whole biome. I met someone last night who gave me her business card. Birthday party. She is a shamanatrix.
What is that?
Sit with it. Sit with that a minute.
Oh, I mean, I think I know what she is, and I really...
Can I tell you guys a story about your wedding that's really funny?
Yes!
Yes!
Well, no, it's not that cute, though.
Is it the one where my cousin steals a bottle of vodka from behind the... and they cut us off early? Did you know about this?
Oh, you know what? This is our new segment called Egregious and Kathy Lee. You're going to tell us. We're going to share something egregious that happened, starting with Georgia's wedding story.
Okay, I'm starting. So at 10:30, we're supposed to have like open bar. We have open bar. Vince and I are paying for the whole fucking thing. Like our parents either are dead or don't have money.
Right.
So Vince and I are paying for it. And we have an open bar because we're not monsters. And so at some point, the bar is closed a half hour before it's supposed to. And so Vince goes up to the fucking people. He's like, what the fuck? And they're like, someone A, some people are too drunk, which you're like, yeah, but so cut them off. B, someone stole an entire bottle of Ketel One from behind the bar and poured it into the punch.
The virgin punch.
The virgin punch, and it was an open bar.
What?
You don't need fucking more booze.
Ugh. And children drinking from this
cauldron. No, there weren't supposed to be children drinking from it because there were no children invited to the wedding except for my nephew, because he's my nephew, who kept requesting Slayer.
Yes.
He's like, we get it. You're cool.
It's a cool nephew.
You're five.
I'm like, that's a fucking cool nephew.
Anyways.
I'd buy that orphan for $100.
I know.
It's too bad he's not.
So, yeah. Ew, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
So that was stole a bottle of Ketel.
That was straight up egregious.
And do you have any suspicions?
I think someone has it on video.
Oh, okay.
Of her pouring a bottle of vodka into the punch.
Oh boy.
And the person name is Schmally Ford.
Although Allie did kick some people out of my fucking wedding, which is like the most badass thing I've ever heard of in my life.
Do you guys ever do something so cool that you replay it in your head, like reverse PTSD? Yeah,
who was that?
Yeah.
Yes.
I've been replaying this reverse PTSD situation from Georgia's wedding all week. And I've been like,
go.
That was great. Where it's Georgia's wedding and Georgia, like, did the whole wedding herself. Like, she and Vince, like, again, paid for everything, booked everything. It's like so DIY, but it's like so adorable.
Because my friends are amazing and help me.
We tried to help a lot. So we were like George's army to like get this shit done, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so like all day, we're just like boom, 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 getting all this stuff done. Party comes. It's, I should say for listeners and Courtney, it was the most fun wedding I have ever been to in my life. It was so fun. The music was great. It was like such a good vibe. It was fun.
I think it was Lizzie said that you have the most fun at weddings that you're pretty sure the couple's going to stay together.
Ah,
you know what I mean?
That's true.
Like, you're not going to dance at a wedding when he's going to cheat on her.
It's a less stressful vibe, for sure.
You didn't have a single objection.
No, thank God.
No townspeople came and protested, and that was just so beautiful. Anyway, so these people come in. It's in San Luis Obispo, and I see like three girls walk in, college age girls, wearing like American Eagle outfitters head to toe. And I was like, oh, bitch, no, what are you doing here? Mm-hmm. And they make a beeline for the open bar. And I was like, I know every single person at this wedding. Like, everyone.
You do.
So I asked them, I was like, oh, hi, girls. They're like, hey. And I was like, so you guys are here for the wedding? They're like, yeah, we're friends of Georgia. And I was like, oh, really? How do you know her? And they're like, we went to school with her. And I was like, oh, really? Where'd you go to school? They're like, Cal Poly.
First of all, Allie knows I fucking didn't go to college so hard.
But I was like, maybe they say, like, at least do some research and say Irvine or something. Like, maybe they're podcast listeners or something. Maybe they're fans and they just showed up or something. And I was like, maybe these are sweet girls. No, they were just 21-year-old lushes in for the get some free Chardonnay out of it.
And then you fucking chase them out of there.
Not before I ask them a litany of questions.
Oh,
really? What did you study? Oh, really? What classes were your favorite? Oh, really? Do you guys have the same taste? Like, everything.
Just making them uncomfortable.
So uncomfortable until the two were like tugging one girl's arms to be like, we should go. And I was like, you guys need to get the fuck out of here.
I love it.
It was so great. They left. And then I beat them to death in the alley. How dare they? But it was fun kicking them out because I was... But I did tell them, I was like, you know what's funny? George and Vince are paying for every single drink here. So I know
you're
in line.
You said that?
Yeah. I was like, so I know you're in line for the bar, but don't even think about it.
Fuck yeah. Thank you.
So I was like, hell no, girls. They said one of the groomsmen invited them. Like, that's funny.
Groomsmen?
Vince doesn't have groomsmen.
He had no wedding party. That's adorable.
Ew.
Did you say that? Really?
Yes, I said that. I became mom.
Groomsmen.
Yeah. I was like, that's interesting.
And what are their faces
They were, two of them looked mortified and one of them looked like she was probably going to stab one of her parents at some point in her life. One of them was a bad kid.
Even when you're like young and stupid, like, I feel like I never did stupid things at the expense of nice people.
Yeah. You know what that's called? Audacity.
Yeah.
How the fuck do you think that's okay to what's your egregious in Kathy Lee?
Of this week?
Yeah, or this lifetime.
Of this week or this lifetime.
But someone did something and you're like, who the fuck do you think you are?
Well, this one's kind of funny, but it is probably like, it's just I don't even know if it's technically egregious or this person must have been insane. But when I was in college, I went across the hall to my friend's room to watch The Simpsons and Rachel Ray, as I did every whatever the day was. And so I'm like 17 and I go into her room and there's a guy in a wheelchair sitting in her room. And it was like one of those things where we were both young, and so no one was addressing the situation. Mm-hmm. But basically what had happened is this guy like got into my freshman dorm building, went up to the 12th story and asked to plug in his wheelchair.
Nobody knew him?
Nobody knew him. But she was like afraid, like socially, of like dealing with a person in a wheelchair.
Isn't that weird that what an easy way to murder a bunch of college
and
girls.
So I'm like assuming, like, I'm like, she must fucking know this guy. And then he was asking us to like change the channel for him, and it was like, oh hell no. And then finally like security like came up and got him, but I was like, why? But it, I mean, he was like friendly, you know what I mean? He was probably like, hey man, I'm sorry, my wheelchair is like running out of-
There's no reason to go to a room full of girls. I know. The front desk, there's a fucking outlet.
A building full of girls.
Go to Starbucks. Go to Starbucks.
I get so scared thinking about that moment and the fact that we spent like a half an hour with this fucking stranger not addressing. Like, I was just like, I don't know how Bridget would know this man, but like,
you're like, I can't leave her.
Yeah.
You should have left her. No, those moments in life where you're like, I probably could have died there.
Yeah.
He could have been a fucking...
Oh, absolutely.
The way fucking Ted Bundy would be like, my arm's broken. And he had like a fucking splint on his arm.
He did.
Can you help me carry this shit to my van? It's that's how they did it in fucking...
Silence of the Lambs. Help me with my couch.
I'm going to help you.
Yeah. Your instinct, especially as women, is always to be polite.
Yep. Oh, always be polite.
The funny thing about you, Georgia, is I've known you for like 10 years. And I never think that you do spiral. Because you have always put on this air of like being a badass. Because I never think about you spiraling, because I'm always like, oh no, Georgia knows what she's doing. Like, she's a badass.
Yeah, but thank you. It's not a badass. It's that I've been going to therapy for so fucking long that I know that when I'm starting to spiral, here's what I need to say to myself, because it's not true.
Well, okay. I've been going to therapy too, but no one's told me the magic words. What do you say to yourself when you're spiraling?
You just know when to, first of all, you're on Wellbutrin and Effexor.
God damn it.
And they make you not spiral. If I weren't on medication, I would spiral constantly. That's what they do for me.
Okay, so it's an anxiety attack.
It's an anxiety. It's not even an attack. It's a constant state of anxiety. That you are constantly looking for things that you're doing wrong and saying wrong and feeling. Like, you guys fucking keep apologizing for shit. And you don't need to.
Just apologize.
If you had knocked that drink over and apologized. I'd be like, girl.
Working on that.
That's great.
It's so hard.
I know.
It is really hard. Because you're always taught, like in my family, like we grew up religious. So you just taught, I was taught the actual words, like the meek shall inherit the earth.
Right.
The meek don't get shit, you guys. Like, I'm going to be, but the other thing is, like, I sometimes think about Beyonce and I'm like, if Beyonce were like, I shouldn't dance so much. It's probably pretty showy.
Or like,
we would lose a lot. Yeah. But like, because we've had similar, not
you guys,
super similar.
I think have a lot in common,
right?
With a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Probably. Yeah.
Probably very Vata. Do you guys know Ayurveda?
Oh my God, I'm really Vata too.
I'm very Vata.
Is that the what is that?
You're fucking kidding me. Okay, real quick background.
Tell us.
George and I have the same meditation teacher, and he was like, he gives you a mantra, and he's like, I can't tell you how I picked the mantra. And I was like, it's based on our doshas, isn't it? Ugh. And a dosha in Ayurvedic medicine is like a quality. It's like some people are heat, some people are air, some people are water. And Vata is very like, he told me I was very Vata, and I was like, well, fuck you. And I looked it up and it was like, dry hair, dry skin, small boobs. And I was like, fuck you. Like, everything that like is actually.
What's the personality?
Just really anxious and like.
It's like in your head and like it's air. So you're like floating away. You need like grounding.
Okay. Right. So you're just like always off in your head kind of a thing.
And creative stuff.
Yeah.
But wound up.
And like prone to mental illness.
Tiny bit. Who isn't?
That's
if
everyone.
You're going to a meditation teacher.
Yeah.
Probably you're working something out.
Totally.
But he said you were Pitta. You were pitta.
What's that?
I don't
know. Corey's pitta.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's fire. And it's like, you get shit done.
Yeah, when I listened to your episode with her, when you guys talked about your deep shit, I fucking, it was like Allie and I talking so hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a little much. I think it was right. We recorded the first iteration of this episode with you right after listening to an episode that came out where you talked about, it was a shitty boyfriend that she dealt with. And
we should have a podcast. What up? Do you know what episode number it or
called? It's called A Very Special Episode.
Was a really hardcore, amazing episode.
It was, yeah.
Conversation to like be let in on was, I think, life-changing for a lot of people, probably.
I hope that I'm proud of it. It's weird. I have weird feelings about it, obviously, because in the moment, and if you listen to the episode, it'll be explained, but I felt that it was the best way to handle a situation I was in. I was like, I think this is the smartest way to handle this.
Definitely.
In a way that like serves me. It doesn't hurt anybody else except for the people that are already hurt or whatever,
who call out in any way.
Yes.
Yeah, you didn't name by name anyone.
So I listened to it once to make sure that it was okay, and I will never listen to it ever again.
Good. Did you edit anything out?
I don't think so.
Because I'll edit. We'll edit some shit out. And if you didn't, then that's great. That means you...
Yeah, I mean, typically we do for time or whatever, but I think there were very minimal edits in that one.
Yeah.
But it was because Corey did such a good job of like leading me through it.
She was great. You were, that whole conversation between the two of you felt so like, it felt so intimate, but you guys were both clearly recording it for the world, but it was like this wonderful, like, you know, of your friendship. And Can I say
you're doing
sentence?
A good job. Get those words out.
Lordy.
But it was, yeah, like it was about an abusive relationship that you had been in, and like, you know, some stuff came to light around the new year, you know, about kind of the comedy community and some toxic shit that was happening. Mm-hmm. And you spoke out about it really eloquently and like really painfully and like very truthfully. And like your experience, I think, helped a lot of people. Georgia and I listened to it. I don't think we even mentioned this when we recorded with you initially. Because this is why that episode when we recorded with you initially was so fucking weird. Mm. It's like Georgia and I both listened to it
separately
the second it came out.
Yeah.
And she texted me. She's like, "Do you listen to it yet?" I was like, "Listen, I'm listening right now." And then she's like, "You want to come over?" And I was like, "Be right over." And we sat.
And we don't do that a ton.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't hang out unless there's money.
Kidding.
Yeah. Or a wedding.
You don't accept a hangout invitation a lot, and so I don't give out hangout invitations.
That's kind of a bummer. That's kind of a bummer because, like, the last year or two, I've been traveling a lot, and I just don't go out as much as I used to because I'm just dead tired all the time.
But this episode, I was like, you should come over. And you're like, okay,
we'll be right there.
And then so, we like drank and talked about it.
Yeah, we talked about the episode because it was, I have had similar experiences with guys and one guy in particular, and Georgia had kind of Corey's role in that. And and it's just really for women that have been through situations that were maybe not the healthiest, but maybe weren't super strong enough to get out of it or understand, like, or like reconcile the love and the pain of one relationship.
Yeah. It's, it's hard now because even like this week, like I was out at a bar and like people like that are like, people will in like auditions or like at a bar, I haven't met them before, I'll be like, just so you know, like they want to thank me, you know, or like say I listened to your podcast.
How does
like,
that feel?
Well, what I feel, it's nice. I know it's always coming from a good place, and it in a way, like I'm glad that they let me know because it's like, oh, you know a lot about me in a way now, you know, and so thanks for letting me know. But it's also like in a bar situation, I feel like I'm like, oh, thank you. Like I'm smiling and I'm like, I'm smiling because I'm out right now, not because I'm like, thank you so much. Yeah. Like, you know, so I feel like I do the thing that like actresses do when they accept an award or like they're getting nominated and they're just like smiling fakely. You know what I mean? Instead of
What can people do? Because that's a good question too, because like I haven't run into Beth since that whole thing happened.
Beth Stelling, who on December 28th.
Really?
It was a Monday. Why do I remember things like Rain Man?
You're a psycho.
No, it just is very burned in my memory.
I don't know what to say.
Like came out with a lot of information.
Or like someone you know that went through a thing recently that you just run into. It's like, do I acknowledge it and be like, hey, I love that thing, by the way. Hey, anyways, and like move on? Because, or do you, and I mean, this is for anything.
I mean, ultimately, I think, because I was thinking about that, I was like, I don't want people to not
say it's awkward anything.
Yeah. Or, you know, I've even been on set where I'm like, I think these people, a lot of them know. Or, you know, I think as long as your like intention is good and like authentic, like you don't need to say much, but like if, I think as long as the intention is good, then it's good. It just, I think it's a lot to, not a lot to ask, but it is like forcing a lot of conversations with people.
Right. Well, I think there's a lot of people who are in get into, whose friends have situations and they don't know, like someone gets cancer and you're like, you just like fade out. And we shouldn't do that. You should be like, fuck, that sucks. You have cancer. And then become, and like, then have the same relationship with them that you had before.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Right. Like when, when someone needs their, it's tough when you're in, when someone is like struggling in a relationship, it's really hard for friends because they don't know how to help. And at some point they just are check out. They're like, fuck this. I can't fix it. You can't fix it. I definitely can't fix it as your friend. Yeah.
We have the same anxiety, but we can't do anything about it. Like that's what's hard is like, I can't fix it. But also every time you tell me about it, I get so anxious and angry for you. And I can't keep doing that. I can't keep getting the anxious, angry when I can't fucking, I'm not the person who gets to decide what happens.
I know. It's a really, really complicated thing. And I think for women in particular, like women like want to support each other, but they also have to look out for their own like well-being of like getting dragged into something. And it's kind of funny because like you and Beth Stelling had the same experience with the same person and a couple other women we know.
But we were friends with him. Like
that you were friends with him.
Shocking.
And that's complicated too because it's like it's not that this person didn't have good qualities but in certain situations.
Immediately fuck him. Like that's how I felt.
Right. Yeah. Right. Because that's how you get is like women protecting women. But at the same time, like there's something that came out of it that was really, really interesting to me that was like, you know, I used to watch comedy specials. I used to watch like every comedy show ever. And I think all that women really want who go into like this field, like writing or comedy or TV or whatever, all they really want is like a voice. Like they want to have a voice.
Yeah.
And I think that really is kind of what distinguishes actresses from comedians too, is like you, it's not enough to be like, say these lines and stand here. And you're like, okay. But like to actually have a voice of your own and make an impact. And it was so interesting to see you and Beth as comedians having this voice, very loud voice of like, don't put up with this. And like, that's something that had these like reverberations in comedy where you're like, yeah, like there's like these little micro changes that happen with like pop culture and TV and speaking out and comedy, but like a very big, like, fuck this was like, it felt almost like a tsunami, you know what I mean? Like, as opposed to like a little tiny quake. And it was like, oh fuck, like someone spoke out. You're not supposed to deal with this. And that was huge.
It's shit you don't even notice. Or like, you know what? Yeah, that guy is a fucking creep.
Yeah.
And we just, that's how we live. And so it's okay.
Right.
Yeah. Somehow. Well, because you just accept things when they seem normal. Yeah. And then it's like, wait, that's shitty.
Yeah.
It's so hard though. For you and I, like, for people who are constantly like, oh, I don't know, oh, I'm sorry, oh, am I shitty? Like, it's really hard when you're in those dynamics that are kind of shitty to know whether or not you're inviting the shittiness.
Yeah, I mean, you feel like a sense of responsibility.
Totally.
And in a way, like, I'm still working on that aspect of it. I know that I was violated, but I also have to take responsibility for my choices and actions, you know, and what's the balance of that?
Well, your choices and actions have much deeper reasons than on the surface of like, I just want him, you know, it's
of
like,
of course, and doesn't mean like I don't deserve anything, but
there are things you can change. You can
of course,
fix,
there are things that I can be aware of that I was, you know.
So that's the only thing you like that if you are able to do that and like choose to do that, then you are like so far ahead of the person you were in that relationship, which is so great.
Wait, did you start meditating? How do you know you're Vata? Did you start meditating?
No, my therapist is always trying to get me to meditate. And every time I'm saying I'm anxious, she's like, do you want to do a 3-minute? I'm like, yeah. She's like, do one this week. And I'd never do it.
3 minutes?
Homework? Like, oh my God. Why do therapists give homework? Never do it.
What kind of homework do they give you? Mine never gives me homework.
She just is like, try meditating because it's good for you. But no, I have a very good friend who's into Ayurvedic medicine. And so she's always this. I actually saw her this morning. She has two children and she's like lovely. And she's very Vata, but she's like, oh my God, you're so Vata.
Oh no, I had this. Yeah. That's funny.
Cool. Always, but all of the doshas, I don't know much about it, but there's positive and negative qualities that are, of course, correlated.
And which we're is all like, a little of something.
Yeah.
We're not all one thing.
It is funny though, because it's like, I feel like since people could use language, people have been trying to classify personalities. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I have a book on my bookshelf right now that my mom gave me called Personality Types. She's like, your dad's such a golden retriever. I'm a real beaver or whatever. And you're like, all right, mom.
It's no different than astrology, which is also bullshit, but real fun.
Or like
Briggs-Meyer. Oh my God. Like,
she's like, I'm this and your father's this. And this is why I like,
I know. And it's funny though, because I feel like as soon as you start, like there's something like in me that loves science so much that like, as soon as I'm like involved with someone intimately and I'm like, oh, this is hard. I'm like, always like, maybe one of us has this, but like, I always want to like go to the,
well,
like,
you read about it to be like, how do I overcome this?
I know.
Instead of being like, fuck this person.
Oh, I can't, I have a really hard time saying fuck this person to anyone in my life. Bye Felicia, like rearview mirror is so hard for me.
You have to bye Felicia, you just have to like, you have to, what's the word when you put people, boundaries and like,
compartmentalize
them. And like, you're my friend that I go to lunch with and you and I have this connection on this level, but you don't need to let them in all the way. And you have the friends that you let in all the way and they're picked very carefully and you know.
But do you ever...
Boundaries, yeah.
Right. It's called boundaries. Yeah. It's this new concept. It's this new age thing called boundaries. But at the same time, like, but if you keep people, certain people at a distance, like, you'll never really know each other.
But you know what I mean?
Is this getting too deep?
No.
I love it.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like...
Yeah, I think I fall in love very quickly with people, friends, and
sure,
like...
Me too.
I don't. God, really? I'm inert. Too. I'm a noble gasser. On dates, I'm just like,
yeah. It would be great if you fell in love. Because even with the person who was the shitty person, you were like, it's not going to happen. I don't like them. Like, you weren't even like, and I'm the same way where I like, I meet someone, I'm like, that's my fucking husband. Like, I've said my husband so many times.
I have to tell, I never ever would have said this in your toast. But like,
don't.
You have said, marry him so many times, and then like a month later you're like, he sucks, and I'm like, but
I never said with Vince, I never said I'm gonna marry him.
I don't think you did. You guys just rolled out into a cool relationship.
That's what I think happened. But I'm the same way where like, I fell in love with someone immediately, I'm best friends with a new girl immediately, like, but you gotta know that it's like, it takes a lot of time to be close with someone.
Yeah, I know. I mean, we've known each other for almost 10 years.
And I still don't love you. No, oh my God, I love you so much.
I'm so vulnerable.
I love you.
That was actually one fun thing about George's wedding. It's like, it was like, you know the AeroPress coffee maker?
I love that thing.
I love the AeroPress coffee maker.
You had to be the most vulnerable.
Vulnerable-est?
Yes, thank you.
Sure. Like, an AeroPress coffee maker takes air pressure and forces water through coffee grounds. And I feel like your wedding was the AeroPress of emotion. It was like, we're going to force so much love down your throat.
It started with the bachelorette party.
You're going to have to deal with how much people love you right now. And you're just going to fucking choke it down. Deal with it.
Do you know what happened? Can I say a thing that happened real quick?
Yes.
So I walked down the aisle by myself, which was like a big thing for me.
I loved it.
Thank you. And I come in and my whole family is there and everything. And like, I saw Vince and immediately wanted to start like sob crying, but I was like, don't fuck up your makeup. So it just came out of my nose instead. So I get to the fucking altar and Vince like holds my hand and I'm shaking and we're both like this, you know, this is important. Neither of us ever thought we'd actually get married. So this is like a big fucking deal. And so like, I have snot coming out of my nose so hard and I point to his pocket square and he thought I was like, fix your pocket square, and he fixed it. What the fuck kind of person would I be? And and everyone laughed and I said, no, I need your pocket square. Who the fuck fixes their toes?
Oh my God. Get that shit in check.
And he fixed it. And I was like, no, can I have your, and I just snotted all over it.
Okay. Let's talk about Perfect Day. Let's talk about, do you guys remember that Kevin Costner movie and like the opening scene? I can't even fucking remember because it was 1 million years ago. The opening scene is like, he's lying in a field of grass and the sun is shining.
Field of Dreams? No, it's not called Field of Grass.
Field of Dreams.
He's lying there, and there's like money floating all around him, and he's smiling, and the sun is shining in the grass, and you're like, what a great life. And then cut to the rest of the movie, and the ending scene, spoiler alert, deal with it, is he was a robber, he got killed, and that ending scene is him with a bag of money from the bank he robbed, dead.
Exploding all over
like
him.
Like, dead. The money's, like, rolling over him in the grass and the sunshine. He just, like, dies kind of placidly.
So it's a comedy.
It's comedy. But the idea of, like, your perfect day being like, oh, yeah, I'd be, like, lying in a field of money. But you're like, would you?
Yeah, what if he's lying in a field of money and it's Armageddon and money doesn't matter anymore? That's why you gotta buy silver.
Courtney, have to buy silver?
Yes. What's your perfect day?
Well, this is something that I say a lot when I'm having a great day. Like, yeah. I feel like this is the new best day of my life. This is the new best day.
I love it.
It happens all the time.
That's cute.
And it's usually when something crazy is happening.
Like what?
Like, the most recent one was, I mean, it's not that cool, but it's like those days where you're like, this is so, yeah. I was shooting this video for BuzzFeed where we were reenacting, we were reenacting like couples trying new sex things. So it was me and my two of my best friends who are like they're gay. Mm-hmm. So and it was like this girl, Molly, who's also a good friend of mine. Mm-hmm. And we were like wearing like nude bodysuits. And the very last episode that we did, like my best friend, Greg, who I think is like the most beautiful man in the world, who I love dearly, like we're in like flesh colored full unitards and he's like drill fucking me. Yeah, like I mean, like his like smush balls are like up against my vagina and I'm looking into his eyes laughing. Shooting a fucking video for $100 and like we're laughing our asses off. It's like I was like, this is wonderful.
There's no other point in life.
It was wonderful. And then we saw Zootopia really stoned. And then I hung out with Dustin. And I was like, this is the best day of my life.
If you had gotten paid $100,000 for that, it wouldn't have been as fun.
We were saying, this is the best experience I will ever have.
Yeah. Oh, that's
on set.
Great.
Like, that we just get to do something this stupid.
Totally.
With each other. Pressure.
I want to zoom in on smush balls and understand what they are.
Like, you know, he's like in a body. He's like underwear and like a bodysuit.
So like
he's
a nude
smush balls. He's like balls. Lifted me up and he's like fucking me hard.
You're like, this isn't how you fuck a girl. And you wouldn't know that.
I mean, we were doing it like kind of cartoony to like be stupid. Yeah. I mean, but he's also beautiful.
Yeah.
But he's also like in a fucking like stupid. Yeah.
Body. Is he so gay? Is he gay?
Or did he get a boner is what you're asking?
He didn't get a boner.
But that's a beautiful part is like you can do that and not think like, what does this really mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I was like, it was like very, it felt like an expression of love on both ends. Aww. I like love him so much. That's so sweet. I was like, I can't, this is the ideal. Like, I don't, like, we're obviously not going to have sex.
Yeah.
But like that we can be this close physically while making people laugh is like really, really.
Yeah. We're lucky, you guys. We get to not have day jobs.
Well, I think there are some things. To anyone at their day job listening to this, there are some things that are great about day jobs.
Sure.
For example, healthcare.
For example, reliability.
Reliability. Mm-hmm. Sure. But as people who were like, I don't know, like even growing up, I think that like being in like any kind of like comedy and writing field was like seemed so out of reach for so long.
Entertainment mm-hmm. industry, like you think you have to be gorgeous and you have to be a pretty person to do it. When really it's like, God, it can just be fun.
You know what? Actually, let's move on to fuck that because that's one of my fuck that's is involved with
that. Okay, so fuck that. Go.
It's a game we play. It's one thing that you love so much you would lay it down and you would drill. Fuck it.
You would drill
with
it.
Smush balls. Mm-hmm. So hard. And another thing that you hate so much can fuck right off. But we start with a negative thing. That way we can end on a positive.
Yeah. And I don't know my negative thing yet.
That's okay. I love that you never know your negative until we're not recording.
That's true.
And then you know plenty of negatives. I can tell you your negatives.
What's my negative? Tell me one negative.
Lilies.
Oh, yeah. They kill cats.
I know.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know.
Okay, we're going to start with your negative.
I hate that one of my cats just pees over the side of the fucking litter box. That's
what?
My thing. Yeah.
Which one?
I think it's Mimi.
She pees over the side?
Just I'm going to pee anywhere. It's like, you know, you're like your boyfriend's friend who just like splatters all over the toilet rim. And you're like, how do you not? This is why you're single, bro.
Does that happen?
Yeah. Vince has a couple of friends that like
really
just pee everywhere.
That's not okay.
I know.
But Lily's PSA. Let's give a PSA.
PSA. Lily's kill cats. If Lily eats a cat. No. If a cat eats a Lily. You know what I fucking hate is I fucking hate motorcycles. They're such dicks.
I have lived in this apartment for 5 years.
How do you deal with that?
I almost put an offer in on a house yesterday.
Do it.
Yesterday.
Really? You know how loud this is, Allie?
It's so loud. Almost put an offer yesterday. I was on the phone with my real estate agent at 11:45. Offers were due by noon.
I can't believe deliberating. You're a real estate agent. You're a grown up.
Well, I almost put it in. I kind of regret that I didn't because this apartment's so loud. Anyway, but Lily's, our friend Catherine Burns, choreographer, crazy ex-girlfriend. She's amazing.
Ex-guest.
We should have her on again, too, because she, for some reason, hated her episode. But whatever. It was an early one. She had some lilies in her apartment. I've known her for so long that I know that lilies are her favorite flower. Her cat Wilbur munched on one, had kidney and urethra problems. $2,000 in the cat ER. But I remember you posted a picture of lilies in your apartment the other day. No lilies in your house for cats, you guys.
Cat a lily.
Jeez,
no.
Louise. What do you hate, Courtney? Something you fucking hate.
Ugh. I hate all the men that run auditions at this one place that I'm not going to say. Last time I had an experience with a different man. And then this week I had two experiences with the same one who's even worse.
What's the thing that guys do in auditions that pisses you off?
Well, I was thinking about it because they're both like older white men. Mm-hmm. And I just noticed that they talk to me and the other and women differently than the guy.
Yeah.
And like with me, this week, this guy paired me up with somebody. And then when he was calling out the names, he was like, Ian and Raya or something. I was like, oh, I guess we're not paired up anymore. Bye. Whatever. This is it. And then he was like, oh, Ian and Courtney. And I was like, oh, I didn't, you said, you know, and he didn't like acknowledge that he fucked up. And then I like left my purse like on the bench outside or something. He was like, you probably shouldn't leave your purse there. Like,
you fucking idiot. Oh, what a piece of shit. Oh my God.
And then and it seems small, but it's like and then I didn't like sign like something that I needed to sign, but it's like, you didn't tell me to. And so I'm really working in those situations and not being like, oh, I'm sorry. So I was kind of like, yeah, you didn't tell me that I needed to do that.
Good for you.
Then he just gives me more shit.
Ugh.
But
and
I don't
he himself
know.
A frustrated actor, I'm sure.
Probably.
I don't know. But and then I saw him like interact with some other girl being like, hey, Caitlin, and, like, gave her a hug or something. And it was
and
just
she
like,
played along, right?
Yeah. I mean, she seemed younger and all of that. But it was just really gross. These like subtle ways in which he was being a fucking prick.
It's because we're too self-aware and we're too aware of other people's actions to like be friendly to someone like that.
Yeah. Because I'm friendly to anyone who deserves
me
it.
Too.
But I'm not gonna. I'm sick of putting up with people's shit, and I feel like,
I get it.
Good for you.
You stab him or what?
I didn't stab
you shank him.
I didn't stab
keep
him.
A shank in that purse.
You know what I was thinking about recently? That's super
JK,
weird.
Don't stab.
Yeah. That is so like I was walking down the street recently and there was like a guy who was like clearly a drug addict homeless person and he said, hey beautiful, how's your night going? And I was like, my night's going great, thank you, how's yours? Like he was catcalling me, but I didn't feel uncomfortable by it. So it's that kind of thing where it's like, if you're being specifically degrading to me, the catcalling thing is really hard for me because we want to be polite. Are you being specifically degrading or are you just, you don't know how to speak to women? What do you think about that?
Ugh, I hate it when they tell you to smile.
Smile, beautiful. No, sorry. He didn't do that.
Because you're
just like, hey, beautiful, how's your night?
When people are like, when men are too nice to you, you're like, oh yeah, if I'm not nice back,
you're gonna
get aggro at me. Like, so you're like, nee.
What do you hate, Allie?
This is dumb. I hate real estate bubbles. I'm confused by them.
Do you know
what
I learned?
What?
That if the rate of rentals had kept up, if the rate of the minimum wage had kept up with the rate of rentals,
okay,
then minimum wage should be $18 an hour
Whoa, damn.
So
I'm looking to buy a loan as a woman, which I feel like part of it is just like very like fist in the air, like fuck yeah, I'm doing this. Like I want to own, time to invest, da da da. I want a fucking dog and I want a place. I don't want to pay landlord anymore, da da da. And so, but I'm also like, I have crippling indecision. I guess my real hate is crippling indecision.
All right, what's your love, Allie?
What's your love, Georgia?
Archaeology magazine.
Oh, what the fuck?
It's
well, you just told me right before we started that you have too many magazines.
I know.
Talk this to me about
one,
this.
This one comes out like every 2 months, maybe.
Okay.
And it's like...
like our podcast.
And it's a magazine that has just like ridiculous... not like they're really incredible articles about archaeology. There's like no ads in it because everyone's like, absolutely not. I will not advertise in your crazy magazine, but it's a really good magazine.
What kind of shit did they talk about?
They talk about like, you know, this ancient body was found and here's what this means. And here's this like insane archaeologist and here's what he does with his life or she does with her life. It's just like...
here's this mentally unbalanced archaeologist.
It's so cool. It's like, if I, you know, I'm a fucking... you know, do you know that I'm a mental detectorist? It's like if I could live my life how I really wanted to live it.
Which is be discovering treasures?
Yeah.
Including dead bodies?
Yeah.
When you do actually use the metal detector...
I'll let you know.
Let me know.
Will you come with me?
I will come with you. If Vince won't be seen with you with a metal detector, I'll come with you.
I'm actually going to go to the old zoo.
I'll come. Can I come with you?
Okay, let's go. Are next week. Well, next week we're going.
Oh my God,
we're going.
I will so be there.
Okay, what do you love?
Okay, I made a list of a lot of them because I never have them.
Read them fast.
Easy street parking. Putting on under eye moisturizer when you feel real parched and you're like, oh, that feels good. It's like putting on lip balm. I like a clean apartment and I like this this brand of dresses called it's hard to pronounce. It's called Heart of Haute. Haute, which is really
Haute. Part of like haute couture kind of.
Yeah. But they make these really great dresses. There is a place that after your wedding, there's a place in San Luis Obispo called Hepcat.
Cute.
H-E-P cat with a K. And I walked in there and I was like, all right, let me see what you got. It was a bunch of vintage dress, like modern vintage
recreations,
dresses. Recreations. And they were awesome. And I went in there and I was like, oh, I immediately had to pee. I was like, there's so many great dresses here. And they have sizes, which is like you don't get when you're vintage shopping. And I bought a dress there for like $139 with foxes on it. And it was made by Heart of Haute.
Amazing.
And Hepcat in San Luis Obispo.
I have never seen you spend that much money in a year on clothing.
I was there with our friend Catherine Burns and she was like,
get it. You gotta have it.
But they fit great and they have a bunch of sizes and they're really cute. Love so it. Heart of Haute and Hepcat are my loves.
Okay.
I think you love.
Courtney, what do you love?
I bought this really great tank top at Urban Outfitters that I keep getting compliments on.
What is it?
Compliments on. I don't know. It's just like, it looks like a bodysuit. But it's like, it's not, so you don't have that problem when you're peeing.
Yeah.
But it's like, it just fits me really well, and I keep getting compliments when I wear it.
Can you wear
it
without a bra?
Yes. Because that's what I truly love is wearing a shirt without a bra.
Me too.
I hate bras.
Fuck bras. Are any of us wearing a bra right now?
I am. Because
why?
Because I feel like everyone sees my nipples if I don't.
That's true. I feel like my tits
are... That's true.
Sorry.
You're like, yeah, your nipples are...
No, I'm saying that's like, true as a person is like your nipples get hard.
My nipples
My nipples are just, I feel like those who know me well know that they are not inconspicuous.
Fair. I think that's fair enough.
Thank you.
I sometimes wonder if A, my boobs are too big to not wear a bra, and B, I'm too old to wear pigtails. You know, like those are two things in my life that I just do anyway.
Right now you are not wearing a bra.
I'm not wearing a bra and I have pigtails.
You should do whatever you want.
Okay.
Do we all have to piss so bad right now? No, I peed my pants.
Oh.
I'm very dehydrated.
Okay, good. So just me. All right.
Where can people stalk you?
Yeah.
Listen to my podcast if you feel like it.
Do
it's
it.
Called We Should Have a Podcast.
No, listen to your podcast even if you don't want
yeah,
to.
Yeah, fuck you.
Fucking
shove
love
it. Down
it.
Your
yeah, eat it, bitch.
Your ear throats. I don't know.
Sure. That's a thing.
And where are you on Twitter?
I'm on Twitter. And I'm on Instagram. Just my name.
Good for you.
I wish I had done that.
That would be...
Can you spell your last name?
P-A-U-R-O-S-O.
Thanks for doing that.
It means scared and also scary.
You're fucking
serious?
Kidding me.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
We should have opened with that.
The most punk rock I've ever heard.
Scared and scary?
Yeah, I found that out pretty recently. I like really love it.
That's great.
It's really applicable.
Never change your last name.
Wait. That's great.
Yeah.
It's like depending on the... I mean, I don't have a great grasp of the Italian language, being that I don't speak it. But,
sure.
But yeah, it's like... I think it's a Sicilian word, and it can, it, depending on the context, can be like creepy, scary, frightening, or awesome. Like scared. It's like either
that's such ooh, a that's a great.
What were your ancestors? I bet they were like witch people.
I think they fled Spain to Italy. So
there you go.
They're like, I'm super that's, scared of Spain, but I'll kick your ass. Yeah. That's a great word for a feminist, though.
Oh, that's for sure. Kind of the, what that's you guys? We should start a feminist band. A punk band called Peroso.
Says the girl Heartstark, who had a band name. You had a band named Heartstark for 1 minute, right?
I did.
You guys had that's excellent. So cool. That's cool. They had excellent press photos. You had like one song, mm-hmm. but the best press kit that's ever. True.
What yeah. did you play?
Drums.
That's badass.
I turned 27 and I was like, I did the thing where I was like, I've always wanted to be in a band. I'm going to learn drums.
That's okay. See,
you can still do it.
I want to learn how to play bass because I hear it's like not that hard.
You can still do it.
Four strings. We can figure this shit out, you guys.
Yeah. We're gonna start
there we
a
go.
Band.
Look at us, you guys.
I
look
call
for
accordion.
Peroso. Look for yeah, look Peroso. For Ward coming out soon.
Ward sucks.
No, it doesn't.
Ward just means like cool. you belong to someone.
Oh, what? The ward of the.
I belong to my couch right now.
The ward of the state, man. Fuck the state. You know.
Ward
what I mean?
Of the state is a good one. Yeah. That's a good one. Okay, yeah. So listen to our band. You guys can find us at Allie in Georgia on Twitter. Also hit up our Slumber Party podcast on Facebook.
Yes, please.
It's really fun. It's really fun because we can say whatever and yeah. it's a closed group so we can talk yeah. all kinds of crazy shit on yeah. things.
Please get on that.
On Instagram at Heartstark and at Allie Ward. Find us on Twitter. Do whatever. Figure
you know
it out.
Where we are. Give them feral audio and listen to all the awesome podcasts. Give them money.
Give them some money. If you guys like this podcast, you can totally subscribe. You can also completely rate it and we do read all of your reviews. We fucking
yes,
love them.
And tell a friend about it.
Yeah, text someone and be like, you listening to this
are
shit?
Are you listening? These girls are crazy.
Yeah, they're fucking weird.
Sorry.
Whatever. Don't say sorry.
I'm kidding.
Okay.
Thanks for having me.
Sorry, not sorry. Thanks, Courtney.
Thanks, Court.
Bye.
Smash. Bye.
Feral Audio.